Hello. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I have some calling cards that I want to show you. Do you know what calling cards are? Well, sometimes people have a card that says what they do or what their name is on it. And they sometimes give them to other people. Here's one that you might recognize. Do you recognize that? It says, Audrey cleans everything. There's Audrey's wagon with her cleaning utensils. Here's one with a musical sign. That's a G clef. And it says Joe Negri on it. So that'd be Joe Negri's calling card. What do you suppose this man, John Moore, does? See that truck? Looks like a cement mixer to me. So John Moore is a man who has a cement mixer. Does that look like somebody's hat that you know at a bakery? That says Brockett's Baked Goods. Mm-hmm. And this one has the mask of the theater on it. This is the mask of comedy, and this is the mask of tragedy. See the smile and the sadness? Betty's Little Theater. So those are calling cards. Just wanted you to see them. Right away, we could have some make-believe today. Yeah, you know, X the Owl has been wanting King Friday to give him a job. Why don't we pretend that King Friday has said, okay, I'll give you a job, X. Come on over to the castle. Okay, Trolley, would you like to make believe that? And maybe somebody or a couple people come along who have calling cards. Let's just make believe right now. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hi, Trolley. Oh, boy, am I excited. I know Miss Polificate said 11 and a half, just as plain as anything. 11 and a half, she said. And I've been waiting a long time. It's way past that now. Boy, King Friday, I wish
you'd... Oh, they're all?
Oh, hello, sir.
Seen the king around anywhere?
Oh, well, I'm waiting for him right now.
I have an appointment with him at exactly 11 and three quarters.
Oh, 11 and three quarters. Well, it's just about that time now. Oh, here he comes. Salesman Bogart, I presume?
That's right, Your Majesty. Here's my card.
Oh, let me see here. Crowns and robes, Jack Bogart. I see you sell crowns and robes.
That's right, sir. Fit for a king, the finest in all of make-believe.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I've something here you'll just love. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Oh, such a regal display.
The most beautiful you'll find anywhere.
King Friday. Oh, X, how are you? What a pleasant surprise. Surprise? What brings you to the castle? I think we had an appointment. Oh, so we did. Oh, I'm sorry, X, but I'm busy right now. Can you wait? Sure.
Your Majesty.
Yes.
This is our finest crown. Now, this model comes with a matching tiara for the queen.
Is that
beautiful?
It is. I haven't seen anything that beautiful in the last little while.
Could you bring your wares back to the W room, and we could see them there?
I'd be very happy to, Your Majesty, and I'll bring the robes, too.
Oh, thank you, yes. Well, I'll meet you back there in just a little while, yes, Mr. Bogart. Beautiful things, weren't they? Yes. King Friday, can I see you now about...
Good day, King Friday. The name's J.B. here. Yes. I'm with the Ostentatious Throne Company. Oh. I've come to rescue you from endless days of sitting on a second-rate throne.
Oh.
Now, far be it for me to suggest you have anything second-rate in the castle, but I have a full line of thrones here that would grace yours and the Queen's life forevermore.
Yes.
You can see just by thumbing through some of these models in our fine catalog that these are things that you'd like to have in your... throne room at all times.
Yeah.
Now, I actually have a sit-down model outside that I'd be glad to bring in and show you, and you could sit on it and make up your own mind.
Yes, well, would you be able to bring that sit-down model into the inside of the castle?
I certainly would. I could do that for you right now, sir.
Oh, well, thank you. I have some other people at the W room showing their wares. Perhaps you'd like to bring it there.
I certainly would. I'll bring the throne right inside, and you can actually sit on it in person.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's ostentatious throne company. King Friday, I've been waiting. I mean, I've been waiting a long time. Oh, yes, X. Now, what was it that you wanted to see me about? A job, King Friday. I'd like to do some royal work, too. I mean, I really would. Oh, royal work. Well, splendid idea, X. Yes, now, let me see. You're a printer, aren't you, X? Yes, sir, I am a printer. yes, sir, just like Benjamin Franklin was. Well, now, these professional people have been giving me these calling cards today. Oh, could you print calling cards like these? Well, I sure could try. All right, X, I hereby commission you to create royal calling cards for King Friday the 13th. Oh, thanks, King Friday. Thanks a lot. I'll do a good job. You'll see, I'll do a very good job. I know you will, X. Now I must get into my W room where these people are waiting, and farewell. Oh, thanks, King Friday. Farewell to you. Oh, boy, I've got a job. I've got a royal job. I'm so happy I could fly home on one wing. It's a good feeling. I'm going to get right to it.
He's really working in there.
Meow. Meow, working hard, meow.
He wants the king to be proud of him.
Meow. Meow will be, too.
Oh, yeah.
There. Oh, boy.
Hi, X. We really like to see what you've done.
Oh, well, I'd like to show it to you, too. Really been hurrying with it.
Meow, 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 meow.
There. Oh, there it is.
Oh, see, hen?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
You can see this first one. It's pretty sloppy, isn't it?
It is a little bit fuzzy.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, a little hard to read, meow.
Well, I think the next one can be better. You know, I've really been trying to hurry him up and do him right away for the king.
Of course.
My job. Yeah, just a minute.
Sure.
Meow, 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 try again, meow. Meow.
That will never do for the king.
Meow. You don't want him to be... Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Here's the next one.
Oh, that's better. Look, Hen.
Meow, meow, meow. Better. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Think it's better?
It's clearer and everything, X.
Yeah. I have a feeling that if I just took a little more time, I could do it just right.
You should, X.
Can you
wait? It's not a rush order.
Oh, well, can you wait?
Sure.
Sort of rush for me.
Of course we'll wait. Take your time.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, Hen, what was that you used to say? If at first?
Meow, don't. Meow, meow. Stay. Meow, sweet. Meow, meow, meow.
Love that. That is better than the first one, don't you think?
Meow, meow better.
Yeah. The letters are just a little...
Ladies?
Yes?
I think I have it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look, Henriette.
Meow. Meow, fine.
X.
Meow.
It's beautiful.
Meow.
Oh, you must be so proud.
Well, I guess I am.
Meow, 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 King Friday, meow, meow, proud meow, you too.
Why don't we just go and see?
Okay. Give me the last one that I showed you, and I'll take it. Okay?
The last one.
Yeah. I'll take it now, and okay. I'm going to the castle.
All right, X, I'll make an appointment with Miss Polificate.
Okay, fine.
And Henrietta and I will meet you over there.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, girls.
Good work, X.
Oh, sure is better than yesterday.
Sure is.
Meow.
Henrietta?
Meow.
Would you like to come with me?
Meow.
Yes.
Meow, sure.
Good.
Meow, 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 meow.
Upsy-daisy. Gently. Hello, Miss Polificate? Oh, yes, it is, thank you. We'd like to make an appointment to see King Friday right away. Oh, well, X wants to show the king his new business cards. Oh, right away, thank you.
Hey, girls. I came already.
We made the appointment.
Oh, boy, I came as quickly as I could.
Oh, the king.
Niece Aberlin, Henrietta, and X, I presume.
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
That's right, correct as always.
Do I understand, X, that you have something to show me?
Oh, that's right, Your Majesty. Your royal calling card.
So soon?
Well, I got right to work on it, and here it is.
Why, X, it's magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Why, it's the finest calling card I have ever seen.
Oh, he patted me. No. I never thought that...
X, we're so proud of you.
Proud of you, X. Indeed, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too.
Oh, that's really great.
We're all proud of you, X.
Well,
meow, 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 proud, meow, too.
Oh, thanks, Hen. I guess I'm proud of me, too, now that I think about it.
You
Trolley, look.
Trolley.
Look what I made for King Friday.
Yes, look at the card, Trolley.
Excellent card.
King Friday didn't have to give X any kind of present or any kind of reward. No. He just told him that he had done a good job, and that really made X feel good. It's my telephone. Hello? Hi, Betty. Well, I think we would. Certainly. All right, I'll tell him about it first, and then we'll come over. Thank you. Bye. That's Betty Aberlin at her theater. She says she has some pantomime artists there. Do you know what that means? Well, a pantomime artist is like an actor who just uses his hands or his expressions to say what he means. Doesn't use words. Yeah, might just go like this. To show that there was a tear going down his face, you know, or like that, to show that he was very happy. Would you like to go to her theater and meet some pantomime artists? Okay, let's go. Oh, sometimes they're called mimes, too. Yeah.
Come along to Betty's little theater.
So, the next thing would be the duet.
Yeah, we have two songs, a duet, and then a group, one group, mine.
Yeah.
And the final thing has a storyline to it.
Story, what's it?
It's about a flower.
They seem to be busy. Story about just sit here and flower. Wait
planting
for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. And you think the lights will be all right?
I think we're good. Yeah, I think we're in good shape.
Yeah. Hi, Betty. Fred. Welcome. We're just rehearsing, and this is Don and...
Hi, Don.
Hi. Linda and Jim and Mike, Fred Rogers and his friend. So,
Could we watch some of what you're doing?
We'd love you to see it.
Okay. We can run this now, I think.
Yeah.
Where shall we start? Start from the top? From the top.
Is everybody's makeup okay?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you Linda Martha?
Do I look different?
You certainly do with that makeup on your face.
This is my special makeup for Panama.
Helps us to pretend that we're someone else.
Well, I hardly knew her in that makeup.
Yeah, I think we're ready. Okay?
Ready?
Okay.
Let's do it from the beginning. If we need anything...
Do you remember Linda Martha?
Good.
She used to put the batons, you know, twirl the batons up in the air.
You and your friend are going to have to guess, Mr. Rogers.
Okay. What he was pretending to be? Blowing the whistle, stopping the traffic, and then telling the traffic to come on. Here comes Mike. What was Mike doing? Pounding in. Was that a heavy picture or a light picture that he was picking up? Great. Have you seen people like that in the circus? Or maybe on television in the circus? They were pretending that they were on a tightrope, going along in the rope. Is there more?
Oh, yes. Everyone's in this next one.
Oh, good. Great. Didn't you love it when the bus turned to the side and they all went whoo like that over to the side?
The next one, Fred, is a story about planting a flower.
Hmm. I got to do something after all.
Should I hold this all the time?
If it bothers you, why don't you put it down?
Okay, I'll put it down at the end before we bow.
Okay. All right. You want to try it once?
Yeah, do it once more, okay?
I think we better practice it. You know, when we go on that thing, we have to...
Were you able to tell a lot that they were doing when they weren't saying any words? I know you all have lots to do, and we do too, but thanks for telling me about their rehearsing today.
Well, we're glad you could come.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Dawn. Bye-bye. Bye, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready?
You could pantomime some things. Sure. How would you pantomime eating a meal? You know, eating. Would you go like this? You'd have ideas, I'm sure. Or drinking something. How would you pantomime drinking? Just pretend you're holding a glass and then real study. Yeah. What about driving a car? You could pantomime driving a car. How would you do that? Would you hold the wheel and put your feet on the different pedals? What about singing a song? Like that. You see, without any words. What about waving goodbye? We do that kind of pantomime all the time. In fact, I have to do that now. It's time for me to go. But you and I will have more time to do more things again tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling. Tomorrow, tomorrow, soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me. Maybe tonight, with some of the people that you know and love, you could make up some pantomime. Yourself, all of you together. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.